Morning, everyone. It's good to see you on such a lovely morning, isn't it? Now, we're going to turn together, if you would, please, the words of hymn number 695. The hymn number 695, and this is a hymn our Romanian guests and young people have been learning, and they love this hymn. And we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 5 only. The first, the third, and the final verse, and we'll stand to sing. And let's hear you sing heartily unto the Lord, please. Thank you. Amen. That's really good singing, and it encourages you in the meeting. Now we're going to ask the Reverend David Crane to lead us in prayer. Former minister of the church, he was always a great encourager when we brought the children over from Romania. I'm glad that he's able to be here this morning, and our brother David is now going to lead us in prayer, please. Thank you.
Let us all unite our hearts together, please, in prayer. We want to seek the Lord and pray for a real sense of his nearness in the meeting this morning. Our gracious and eternal Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this Lord's Day morning when we can assemble in the courts of thy house. We thank thee for thy goodness and grace that finds us here, for health and strength enabling us to get along. And we thank the Lord we come anticipating the blessing and presence of the Lord in our midst. We do thank thee for what our Savior means to us, the Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, the one who came into the world to save sinners, who died for us on the cross at Calvary, and shed his precious blood that we might be saved from sin. We bless thee, O God, for the gospel of saving grace, for that message that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank thee that Christ is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And Lord, it's on the grounds of that finished work we approach thee today. Thank thee for our standing in Christ, our acceptance in the Beloved, We bless Thee, O God, our Heavenly Father, for all that our Saviour means to us. And Lord, day by day He grows sweeter, and the way becomes brighter, and we know that one day we shall enter into Thy presence in the glory and be forever with the Lord. What a hope, what a joy, and what a blessing to have this assurance of salvation in our hearts. And our Father, we thank Thee for our friends from Romania who are with us today. And Lord, we pray to bless all the girls from the Deborah House and all those house parents and others who are with them. And we ask our Father that they might be especially blessed today, that Thy word might be uplifting to their hearts, and that all of us together will rejoice in what the Lord has done and what He is doing and what He will continue to do for His people. And our Father, as we seek Thy presence here and enjoy Thy blessing, we do remember the Ferguson family, and we commend them to the God of all grace and comfort, giving Thee thanks for every remembrance of Thy dear child, Mrs. Ferguson, a special and beloved sister in the Lord, one whose presence brought a sense of the divine presence. And we thank Thee, O God, for her life and for her testimony and for all that Thou didst mean to her through her life as a Christian, and especially in these last days of sickness and weakness and suffering. O God, we thank Thee that she has now heard the well done. She has entered into Thy presence, and she has joined with others who have gone before, and together they sing the new song unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own precious blood. Lord, comfort Thy servant, Mr. Ferguson. Bless the members of his family, their children and grandchildren. Lord, we commit them to Thee at this time, that they might know very especially that underneath and round about are the everlasting arms of their Saviour. We thank Thee that in sorrow He is our comfort, and we thank Thee that in trouble He is our strength, and He tells us every care on Him to rule. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, and the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. Lord, remember us now again today. Everything that shall be said and done, the preaching of Thy word, the special singing, and all who take part, we commit and commend to Thee, and pray that Thou bless them richly and give power and utterance. And we pray that as a result of this service, precious souls will be saved and God's people will be truly blessed. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Thank you, brother, for leading us in prayer this morning, and do remember the Ferguson family in your prayers. Now, it's good to have the Romanian children with us. They're having a wonderful holiday and also visiting around our churches. And one of the things that we do is teach the people a little bit of Romanian. And some of you will remember it from the last time. Just one word. And it's a word that means like shalom. It means peace be unto you. And it's the word pace. Now, not a pace. Pace. And I'm going to get the young people to say it, and then we're going to have you speaking in tongues before the meeting is over. So let's hear the young people patch it. One, two, three.
Patch it!
Oh, they're exhausted. They're tired. They've been on the go. We'll try it again. One, two, three.
Patch it!
Oh, that's better. Now, did you get that? And we're going to get the congregation in Lurgan. And they speak a language of their own anyway. And they're like Portavoga. And we're going to get the congregation to say it together. I'll do one, two, three. And let's hear the folks from Lurgan, please. Okay. One, two, three.
Bache.
Bache. Bache. That was terrible. You could do a lot better than that. I know you, and you can shout out a lot better than that. So let's really hear you, and we'll get the young people to help us out as well. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Batch! Oh, brilliant. There's a brother nearly lost his false teeth. He was going that well at it. Amen. But it's a joy to be here. We have a full program, and we'll move through it as quickly as we can. And it's always a pleasure and a delight to have our brother Little John and his wife with us now. That's not his proper name, it's John Kostaki, but Dr. Paisley called him Little John, and that nickname has stood with him over the years. And so Little John is going to come and sing his first piece, please. Thank you, John.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, holy, mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glossy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which were and art and evermore shall be. Shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Sfânt ești, sfânt ești, sfânt ești, Dumnezeu puternic, chiar din zorii dimineții te slăvesc și-ți cânt. Sfânt ești, sfânt ești, sfânt ești, bun, milos și darnic, Doamne, ești veșnic, Tată, Fiu, Duh Sfânt. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, dear Brother John. We appreciate that message and song. Now the children are going to come, the young people are going to minister to us in song, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
very much indeed for those lovely messages and song. And you know, the children, many of them can't speak a word of English, and to learn that and to sing it in English and in Romanian as well is a tremendous achievement and a testimony to the hard work of our brother Little John. And as I've said, they don't really understand much in English, but they do understand when you clap and you give them a wee round of applause just to encourage them. So let's give them a hand. Amen. We'll have you speaking in tongues and clapping. I don't know what's happening to Lurgan. Amen. Hallelujah. It's great to be saved, isn't it? And to know the Lord. And they were singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And he was a great theologian. And one occasion he was asked, what was the greatest truth that you have ever learned, by one of his students? And he replied, the greatest truth that I ever learned, I learned from my mother's knee, Jesus loves me. And thank God that's the testimony and the experience of many of these children this morning and young people who have travelled a hard road thus far in life and have come to know the Lord, and they can say, Jesus loves me. And that makes all the difference, doesn't it? Now, we're going to have three short testimonies, and we've never done this before on previous visits, but we thought it would be good this time to do that, and you'll be touched and blessed as you hear these three short testimonies, please. Thank you, sister.
Pace. You could do better. Let's try again. Pace. Oh, that's way better. My name is Larissa, and I have been working with the Deborah House for about 5 years now. When I was a small girl, I had a dream, and that was flying. I don't know who else here wanted to fly when they were small, but I did. And I was telling this to a neighbor of mine, and she told me, well, you know, it's actually possible to fly. And I said, okay, how can I do it? Well, you just have to go up a fence and jump. That's all you have to do. But you have to make sure that no one sees you. If they do, you won't be able to fly. And I was so excited. I couldn't sleep. I was waiting for the morning to come. And then I went in. I went up a fence and I said, this is my moment. I will finally get to fly. And then I jumped, and guess what? I couldn't fly. I was so disappointed because, you know, this was my biggest dream. Growing up, my dreams have changed a bit. I still dream to once be able to fly, and I think I'll probably do that sometime, probably when I get to heaven. But my dreams have changed, and now my biggest dream is to be able to be a voice for those that sometime cannot speak for themselves. And I'm here today, and I feel honored to be the voice and to talk on behalf of the wonderful and strong girls that you see today here. We had an amazing time so far being here, and we are so thankful for each and everyone that have prayed for us. The girls were excited to come and see where Sarah and Ruth's church was. Sarah and Ruth are a part of our family, and the girls love them dearly. And we are happy to be here. And we would like to thank to everyone that had made this trip possible and that have prayed for us and that have supported us so far. If a friend that you are helping with something would ask you after you have helped them, if they would ask you the following question, why are you exactly doing this for me? I wonder what your answer would be. I was a while ago asked the very same question by one of the girls that had recently came at the Deborah House. And I must admit, I was a bit taken aback. I was never asked this question before by any of the girls, and I had to stop and think briefly of an answer, because she was in front of me and she was waiting and she was confused. Daily, five girls under just 15 of age become victims of abuse, and this happens in Romania and in a system that does not offer any real solution to this problem. 93% of the cases, unfortunately, happen in the family and by people that they trust and that should protect them. 73 abuse cases are girls, and 76% of the trafficked victims are girls. As you can imagine, abuse and exploitation can create a wound so deep in the life of a child that can turn their life into a living nightmare. Deborah House offers a home, a safe place, a family, to the ones that have never felt they belong anywhere, and to the ones that had their childhood stolen from them in such a cruel way. Deborah House offers a unique sanctuary that is critically needed for underage girls who are victims of severe abuse, including human trafficking. It is a place where pain fades away and turns into hope. But there is something more important. Deborah House would just be a house and a center, just like so many back at home, if there wasn't for a very important thing. We would say the most important thing, and that is God's presence there. What makes Deborah House a home, a safe place, and a family is the love that the girls are shown daily through actions, through words, and especially through prayers. And the love they are shown sometimes, it's a love that they cannot understand, and it's even difficult to accept because they were never shown this kind of love before. And it was never shown through words or actions. This is what the staff at the Deborah House, some present here, some praying at home for us while on this trip, strive to show daily. And this is a love that can only come from God, from our Savior. It's not a love that comes from ourselves. And this is so that the girls can be able to get to know God as the greatest love of all, and the one that can heal a broken heart and restore their lives and bring healing. Maybe God is calling you today to show the same love. You can do this through your prayers for us and for the girls. Or maybe God is calling you, just like God has called Sarah and Ruth here and their family, and I see Ethan here. Maybe God is calling you to come on a mission trip and be able to show the same love to the girls. Of course, my answer to the question I was asked did not include any numbers, any statistics. This question that was asked and that came from a girl that thought she had to do something in exchange for being there, it was just a simple answer, a brief one, and an answer I'm sure any of you would have given her if she would have asked you. I'm doing this for you because I want to give back the love that my Savior showed me, without asking anything in return, but for me to just open my heart and fully accept it. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hello. In the next moment, I want to share with you my testimony. My name is Mirela, and I come from a family who doesn't believe in Jesus. My parents are alcoholics, and because of that, I couldn't have a beautiful childhood. I started to work at 11 years old, and all the money I made went to my mom for alcohol and cigarettes. I also have a sister, and she is 5 years younger than me. My sister and I grew up in a very dysfunctional environment with a lot of violence and arguments. We moved many times, and we always lived in rental houses. One of my neighbors told me about Jesus and taught me to read the Bible. My neighbor died shortly after that. But years later, her daughter invited me to church. I was 13 years old when I went to church for the first time. My parents didn't know that I had started to go at church, and when they found out, they were not happy with me. A few years later, in 2010, at the age of 15, me and my sister arrived at Deborah House. Here, we found love, peace, and joy, and slowly understood what really family means. At the age of 16, I accepted the Lord as my Savior and got baptized. When I finished high school, I didn't know what I'll do next, but Miss Lorena encouraged me to study general medicine. And this October will be my last year in medical school. Without God's love and without the support from Deborah House, I couldn't be what I am today. God is good, and His love is higher than the words can describe. Thank you, and God bless you.
Pace, numele meu este Cerasela și am 15 ani.
Pace, my name is Cerasela and I am 15.
Vreau să vă spun povestea mea pe scurt la Casa Deborah.
And I want to share with you briefly my story at the Deborah House.
Prima dată când am auzit de Casa Deborah a fost acum 2 ani, 2016.
The first time I ever heard about Deborah House was 2 years ago in 2016.
Pe când eram încă la centru de primire regim de urgență Timișoara.
And this while I was at a center that the child protection had.
Una dintre doamnele de îngrijitare de acolo mi-a zis că voi merge la Casa Deborah.
One of the carers there told me I was to go to the Deborah House.
Îmi amintesc și acum că aveam foarte multe emoții.
And I remember I was so very nervous when I heard that.
Pentru mine Casa Deborah a fost și este locul.
For me, the Deborah House is the place, was and is the place
unde mă simt protejată de multe lucruri nedrepte și rele.
Where I feel protected by so many unfair and bad things.
Este speranța mea, familia mea care mă iubește.
It is my hope and the family that loves me.
Și are grijă de mine.
And takes care of me.
Mă simt atât de binecuvântată să fiu aici.
I feel so blessed to be here.
Și le mulțumesc părinților sociali.
And I want to thank the house parents.
Pentru că mă ajută să cresc.
For helping me grow.
Și mă sprijină.
And for supporting me.
Pentru că mi-arată dragostea lor.
For showing me their love.
Mulțumesc echipelor care m-au învățat că Dumnezeu este aproape.
I also want to thank the mission teams that have come and have showed me that God is close to me.
Că mă iubește și mă umple de iubirea Lui.
That He loves me and He can fill my heart with His love.
Inima mea se deschide celorlalți.
My heart now is open to other people.
Simt că am crescut.
I feel I have grown.
Și m-am schimbat în bine.
And I've changed for the good.
Visul meu este să termin școala cu bine.
My dream is to graduate school.
Și să fac o facultate.
And to go to university.
Să devin psiholog.
To become a psychologist.
Sau asistent social.
Or a social worker.
Să ajut alți copii.
And to be able to help other children.
Așa cum am fost și eu.
As I have been helped.
Aveam nevoie de cineva.
I needed someone.
Care să fie acolo pentru mine.
To be there for me.
Și asta am găsit la Casa Deborah.
And this is what I have found at the Deborah House.
Vă mulțumesc și binecuvântați.
Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much indeed for those three brief testimonies of the Lord's work in their hearts. Now, little John, come and sing for us, please. And I have to sing for your dinner today. Amen. Good.
Why should I feel discouraged?
Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Bye-bye the path He leads us, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches you. De ce-s cuprins de grijuri, de ce-s îndurerat? Inima mie mâhnită, iar sufletul întristat. Doar Iisus Salvatorul cu mine-i neîncetat. El pas pasărea hrănește și de crini e grija sa. El pasărea hrănește, nici de mine nu va uita. Cântarea fericirii înalți spre slava sa. El pasărea hrănește, nici de mine nu va uita. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Thank you, Brother John. Now we're going to ask our brother Yanuj to come. He's just going to give you a few minutes of a report. He's one of the staff of MLI, does a wonderful job, and he's just going to speak for a few moments.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. Pace. Greetings from your brothers and sisters in Timișoara, from our colleagues and Lorena and Daniel, who regret they had to cancel they visit to the reason that did not depend of them. This is the fourth time when the three churches from the Northern Ireland host the girls from Deborah House. And for me, it's the third time doing this kind of trip. Each time we are came here joyful. But this time our feelings are mixed. It's joy, gratefulness, and sadness. Joy, because we are happy to be here again in the beautiful Ulster to see old friends and to make new ones. We are grateful for your invitation and for your hospitality. However, we are sad because for the first time in almost 30 years, our brother Eugene Groza is not here to lead our group. We miss him very, very much. And I think that we are not only one who does. We are sad because we know there will never be a next time for our brother Eugen Groza to come here in Ulster and visit his dear friend he loves so much. But our strong faith is that we will see him again, and when this will happen, the joy will be complete. We are here today because Dr. Stanley Barnes extended towards us the beautiful love and friendship he and Brother Eugen Groza had. How many of us can say that we have a 30 years old friendship with someone? Many of our group were not even born 30 years ago. For my colleagues and I, the beautiful relationship between Mr. Barnes and our brother Eugen Groza is a precious legacy, and the fact that the friendship between them excited the boundaries of two countries and connected wonderful people like you with us. It's a, such a blessing and encouragement for us. I would also thank to Mihaela Groza and Sorina and Danny and Caleb for choosing to spend their holiday with our girls and us. Also, thank you, Mrs. Barnes, thank you, Mr. Barnes, for adopting us and for caring and sacrificing so much for us. And thank you, you all, the Largan Free Presbyterian Church, for being part of the wonderful legacy our leader built over time. Thank you very much. And I pray that God bless you, bless your family, and bless your church. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, brother. God bless you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank God for our brother and the work that he does. Now the children are going to come, the young people, and sing for us again, please. And then after that, our brother, Mr. Philip Irvin, is going to come and make the necessary announcements, please.
Thank you.
Together just a few verses, and I'm only going to be a brief short time this morning, and as you can appreciate, we've had a very full program. And I want you to turn with me, please, just to the book of Psalms and the Psalm number 40, the Psalm number 40 and the verse 1. Book of Psalms, the Psalm number 40 and the verse 1. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in the Lord and shall trust. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. End of reading there, verse 3. We know God will bless the reading of his own word to all of our hearts. Many years ago, there was a famous missionary by the name of C.T. Studd. Before he was converted, he played test cricket for England and was one of England's most famous cricketers. His father got converted by going to hear D.L. Moody preaching down in Dublin. His father was a great sportsman, owned big stables and raced horses, and he went over to Dublin, and D.L. Moody was having a gospel mission. The father attended, and in a wonderful way, in that mission, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Saviour. Came home, told his family what had happened and the change that the Lord had made in his life, and also there would be changes in the home. A visitor came to the home, and he witnessed on the same day to the three sons of C.T. Studd, and he led every one of them to the Lord. C.T. Studd, as you know, became famous as a missionary, going out to China, going to Africa, and there he spent his life on the mission field. When he was 50 years of age, broken in health, back home again, he saw a notice, a cannibals still need missionaries. What a notice, cannibals still need missionaries. And God spoke to his heart, and just over 50 years of age, broken in health, body full of tropical diseases, God recommissioned him to go to Africa, and today there's over 1,000 missionaries in that missionary society are still preaching the wonderful gospel of Christ and winning souls for the Saviour. C.T. Studd had many wonderful sayings. One of them was that if Jesus Christ be God and gave himself for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. When he was preaching on one occasion, a relative was there, a lady, and C.T. Studd made the comment that salvation was like smallpox. You can't help giving it to others. And that lady was very, very much offended. And she said to him after the service, C.T., that was a terrible thing to say in that meeting, that salvation was like smallpox. And C.T. Studd said, well, so it is. You can't help giving it to others. And she went home, and 2 weeks later, she wrote a letter. And she said to him, I've got smallpox salvation, and I'm now witnessing for the Lord. And you know, anybody who gets saved wants to tell what great things the Lord has done for their souls. And this is what David is doing in the first three verses of this psalm. He's got smallpox salvation, and he wants everyone else to experience the joy and the peace that he has found in the Lord. Now, just look at three simple things. I can smell the dinner already, and it smells good. And I don't want a Levitical dinner, a burnt offering. And so I'm going to be very, very brief. But just take these three simple thoughts home with you. Notice, first of all, the Lord is the one who listens to us. Underline that. The Lord is the one who listens to us. Listen to what David says in verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. Listen. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. The Lord is the one who listens. His ear is open to our cry. And how often in the Psalms David testifies to the fact that this poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And you remember in the book of Exodus chapter 3, God is speaking to Moses, and he said, I have heard the cry of my people, and I am come down to deliver them. Our God is the God who answers prayer and listens to the cry of his people. And oh, would to God we would get a grip of this in Ulster. You know, one of the things that saddens me today is that the old prayer warriors are going home one by one, and their seats are empty. And we don't have a generation today of prayer warriors, men and women who can lay hold of the horns of the altar, who are tall enough on their knees to knock on the door of heaven and to pray down God's blessing. And you know, the answer to all our problems in Ulster is not political. What a mess we're in. It's spiritual. And God still answers the cry of his people. And he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. He's still the God of revival. And revival is God coming down and being God in his sovereignty, and adding to the church daily such as should be saved, and bringing spiritual life to the church. Our God, the Lord that we serve, he's the one that listens. Maybe there's a dear sister or brother here, I don't know you all, and maybe you've got a problem in health, and you're going through some storm, maybe in your family. I don't know anything about your personal life, but the Lord knows, and the Lord wants to answer your cry. And if you pray and take it to the Lord in prayer, the Lord can answer your prayer. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. But then notice that the Lord is not only the one who listens, but the Lord is also the one who lifts us. Not only listens to us, but he's the one who lifts us. Look at verse 2. He brought me up out also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. There's the God who lifts, the divine lifting salvation. David says he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. And there's no greater horrible pit than the awful pit of man's depravity and sin. And yet where sin abounds, hallelujah, grace can much more abound. And God can save to the uttermost. And he can put down his hand and pluck you even as a brand from the burning. You know General Booth? When he was an old man, he took his son Bram with him down into London, and they went to a public house. It was a dive, it was a brothel, it was a real den of iniquity. And he pushed open the door, and there was women lying drunk and men lying in a drunken state. And he opened the door and he says, "Bram, these are our people. These are our people." And he said, "Go for the worst." And oh, that we would get a vision like that today. Because this book says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And don't despair of any person. If the Lord can save you and me, then the Lord can save the whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And he's the God who lifts us. I've been praying for a brother for over 50 years since I got saved. Just a year ago, 70 years of age, he trusted Christ as his Savior. I almost gave up. Began to wonder, is it really going to happen? Sometimes you get weary even in prayer, don't you? But our God answers prayer even in spite of our unbelief. But notice the last thing. He's not only the God who lifts and the God who listens to us, but he's the God who liberates us. Look what he says again in verse 2. He brought me up out also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Now, here's how he liberates us. And set my feet on a rock and establish my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. And you'll notice just two things here. He's the one who liberates our feet, takes our feet out of the miry clay. He's the one who sets us upon the rock. And it doesn't matter who you are this morning and what grip sin has in your life, the Lord can take you out of the miry clay and he can put you on a rock. And thank God that rock's Jesus. Great old preacher by the name of Johnny Cochran, and he preached down in the south of Ireland, and he would go down to O'Connell Street and he would have open airs, and there was terrible opposition from the Legion of Mary, and that's a cult that has given over the dedication and worship of the Virgin Mary. And one day they were out in the open air and they were preaching, the Legion of Mary mingled with a crowd, and they kept shouting, "What about Peter the Rock? What about Peter the Rock?" And of course, they believed that Peter was the first pope, and he was the rock that Christ built his church upon. No, Johnny just went on preaching, and the cap added, "What about Peter the Rock?" And he stopped, and he says, "On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other rock is shamrock." Hallelujah, and so it is. You and Christ, the rock this morning, has he liberated your feet. But then notice something else. He not only liberates our feet, he liberates our mouths. Listen to this. He hath put a new song in my mouth. He hath put a new song in my mouth. And even if you're like me and you can't hit a note, if I hit the right note when I'm singing, it's purely by accident, believe you me. But you know, when God puts a new song in your heart, what a difference it makes. You know, in our church at Hillsborough, we had many characters. And one of them was a wee man by the name of Bill Woody. Bill Beattie, rather. And the other one was the name of a man called Walter Woods. And they went to meetings together. And wee Bill drove a wee Morris Minor. And he didn't mind bumping into you free of charge. He would just drive on. And people knew not to park too near. Bill Weedy went to a meeting one night with Walter. And Walter sang like a corn crate. There wasn't a note in his body. And it was conducted by the Pilgrims. And they were singing that lovely hymn, Jesus Save, Jesus Save. And there was Walter full blast singing. And then the wee pilgrim said on the third verse, sing it softly through the gloom. You let me first, then you have to sing it to the top of your voice. And Walter didn't hear what she said. And he said to Bill, what did she say? What did she say about it? She says you have to sing it at the top of your voice. And there was everybody singing softly. And then Walter took off. Oh, he near took the roof off. And he was singing at the top of his voice. Let me tell you this in closing. Wee Bill Beattie took ill. He was dying in the Lagan Valley Hospital. And I went in to visit him on many, many occasions. Read with him, prayed with him. One morning I went in and he said to me, Mr. Barnes, I'm going to tell you what happened this morning. And I said, what happened? He says that the wee cleaner came in and she was cleaning round the ward and the wee room here. And you know what she was singing? I says, what, Bill? She was singing in Dublin's First City. Well, the girls are so pretty. It was there that I met my sweet Molly Malone. I says, is that right, Bill? And he says, when she finished, I said, yeah, I can tell you a better song than that. And the cleaner, Shalene, in her brush, and she said, well, what is it? And he said, listen, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stains. And you know, that's the glorious heart of the gospel this morning. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And thank God the blood avails for you. And if you confess your sin, maybe you're here and you're not saved and you're fed up with life and life doesn't seem to have meaning, I want to tell you the Lord can liberate your feet, he can liberate your mouth, and the Lord can give you the song of the soul set free. Oh, I trust that God will bless those few words to our hearts this morning. Brother John is going to come and he's going to sing the Holy City. And that's a hard piece to sing. Is there a pianist for him to sing that this morning? Hallelujah, sister. Amen. You nearly gave me a heart attack there. Amen. You were slipping around. That's all right. And John, you come up. Now, can I just say this very reverently this morning? Our hearts go out to the Ferguson family. We love them in the Lord. And our sister was a dear sister, a precious sister, a lovely lady. And I'm going to dedicate this final message and song, the Holy City, the New Jerusalem, just to the memory of our dear sister, Mrs. Ferguson, this morning. Thank you, John.
Last night I lay asleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Lift up your gates and sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seems to be. I saw the holy city beside the tidal sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates are open wide, and all who would may enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna for evermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna for evermore.